What if the biggest threats to your patient's health have nothing to do with what happens inside your clinic? What if the gaps killing people are happening in their homes, their communities, and their history? This week, five stories from across the globe landed at the same uncomfortable intersection: healthcare, home safety, community infrastructure, and institutional trust. And together, they're painting a picture of what modern public healthcare actually needs to look like right now. Lorraine Thacker put it perfectly. Real growth means meeting people in the full context of their lives, not just when they walk through a clinic door. Here's what that means in practice. First, residential fires are a public health crisis, and most providers aren't treating them that way. This week in Jizan, Saudi Arabia, a suspected electrical fault killed a mother and four children. The father survived and was transferred to intensive care. The WHO classifies burns as a global public health problem, with low and middle-income households carrying the heaviest burden. Fire safety education, emergency response advocacy, burn care awareness. These are legitimate healthcare growth areas. Preventive messaging that reaches families before the emergency? That's where providers can save lives. Second, historical injustices are actively shaping who trusts you today. In Ireland, forensic investigators just began examining remains of 99 children found at the Tuam Mother and Baby Home, a site where local historian Catherine Corliss identified 796 infants who died with no recorded burials. She identified this in 2014. Formal investigation is only starting now. Healthcare systems worldwide are reckoning with forced sterilizations, unethical trials, institutional neglect. These histories directly affect community engagement. Providers who lead with transparency earn loyalty. Everyone else loses it. Third, community infrastructure, IS healthcare infrastructure. In Donegal, Ireland, a new community hub in Rathmullen just received planning approval this week. Hubs like this reduce social isolation, create access points for health information, and anchor local services. For healthcare providers, these spaces are partnership opportunities, places to deliver screenings, host wellness programs, and embed health literacy into daily community life. Growth doesn't always mean opening new clinics. Here's your action item today. Look at your current outreach and ask yourself, are you only showing up after something goes wrong? Identify one community space, one prevention topic, or one trust-building conversation your practice could own this quarter. Start there. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want AI-generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.